6.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:43, we're pleased to have with us Kansas AAA spokesman Sean Stewart. We typically bring Sean in when it comes to gas prices or travel matters, and travel will be our focus point here today.
Although gas prices continue to rise. Good morning, Sean. How you doing today?
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, appreciate it.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Trying to stay cool.
You're joining all of us, I think, here on that topic. I guess, Sean, are you? I know that, memory serves correctly, you're just coming off of days off, so you may not have had a chance to kind of fully rummage through all the stuff that you've had on your desk. But AAA starting to notice some heat related vehicle issues here, especially as we're now into the middle of what appears to be a week long heat wave.
Yeah, absolutely. Your discussion a minute ago about those high temperatures and heat advisories, that's a great segue into, what we want to make people aware of is these excessive heat days can really be stressful on your vehicle, especially your batteries and your tires. We're expecting over the summer period, from late June to late September to respond to 28,000 or more emergency roadside service calls this summer. And that's just in our Kansas territory and with our AAA members alone. So there's obviously even more than that out there, car troubles, car breakdowns, flat tires, and so forth. So it's important to get your car serviced this time of year and, make sure that your tires are properly inflated and in good shape. Get your battery charge tested, because people don't think about it, but we had some pretty low temperatures back in the winter, like down to 20 below. And those days, if your battery was lucky enough to survive that, it was probably tapped out a little bit trying to start on those days. And that can come back to haunt you on the hot days that we're seeing now.
Yeah, indeed. So, when you go to get your vehicle serviced, if you have a professional, they know what they're doing, and mm-hmm. all systems should be go and checked, batteries. And obviously, Sean, tires in this heat, they're subject to some extra wear too, aren't they?
Yeah, and if you're driving on underinflated tires, that can cause tires to overheat and increase the likelihood for a blowout. And this becomes even more of a concern when road temperatures are extremely high, like we're going to see here today and tomorrow. So it's important to have your tires regularly checked, air them up to the recommended number. And those recommended tire pressures can be found either in the owner's manual, or there's generally a sticker inside the driver's door jamb. I wouldn't necessarily rely on the numbers that are on the tire itself. It's important to follow the recommendations for tire pressure that your vehicle has.
Gotcha. Sean, on the cooling side of things, I think there's a lot of us, and maybe there's an increasing amount of us, that are going to wait until the absolute last minute before they make any changes. I guess maybe what are some signs that maybe we need to look for on the cooling side, to aside from the fact that the air may not be blowing as cool as it had been a few months back, to see that maybe, well, your cooling system needs to get in and get checked and get recharged?
Yeah, it seems like we tend to find out that our air condition's not working the best on the hottest days. So if you can be proactive, and that's true on any car maintenance, if you can be proactive about it, check the coolant system. If your coolant, your radiator hasn't been flushed out and new coolant put in recent times, you might get that in and get it checked and have your air conditioning system checked throughout, just to make sure that it's not going to leave you stranded and really hot on a day like this.
Yeah, when we're referring to coolant here, we're referring to it on a couple of different wavelengths.
Yep.
One is the your coolant in your radiator. You don't want that overheating, yeah, because that will that's kind of a standing eight count for you on the highway if that does occur. But we're also talking about obviously the refrigerant for your air conditioner as well, because that can be very important too. So what's the latest on the gas prices, Sean? What are you hearing out there?
Well, we're actually fairly steady. We dropped here in the last week or so. We dropped a cent to $2.92 for the statewide average. We are now about a quarter less than the national average, and that puts Kansas at the 12th lowest prices in the nation. So overall, not bad news. We're not rising at the current time. One factor contributing to the decline that Kansas and about 30 other states saw in the past week was gasoline demand has remained relatively flat over the last week. And then another factor that is being looked at is OPEC. They announced a deal to increase oil production in August, but now there's some question as to whether that may be reconsidered due to concerns about the rise in COVID case numbers and how that could affect global demand. So definitely something that we're watching, but overall, right now, gas prices are relatively stable, and Kansas, as usual, is always in pretty good shape from a national perspective.
Yeah, I was recently in California and did a bit of traveling in Northern California. Gas prices were about $4.40, I think, a gallon, and they just had another tax piled on, too, to the gas prices out there. So
yeah, California is always by far, the most expensive in the nation due to a lot of taxes, like you mentioned, and just a lot of environmental limitations that they have. So count your blessings that we're not paying those gas prices.
Right. Sean, we don't have really any major holidays to talk about travel periods, at least for a while yet. I think Labor Day would be the next, and obviously Thanksgiving after that. But how has travel been here so far this year versus last year? Obviously with the COVID-19 dramatic dip that was in the picture for much of last year.
Yeah, travel has been much higher, much larger volume of travelers this summer, as you can imagine. If you've taken any road trips, you've probably seen a lot more cars on the roadways, and that demand for travel, that pent up demand for travel, has as we talked about gas prices, that's increased the demand for gas, and that's why our gas price has been fairly high. So we anticipate the roadways being fairly busy with summer travelers here for the rest of the summer. That's going to be winding down here fairly soon as kids get back into school. But for the time being, it's been busy on the highways.
So have the requests for AAA services then, being we've had more travelers, increased as well, Sean?
Yeah, we've actually been very busy all summer as increases, as the number of travelers have increased, so have our calls. So we're always out there 24/7 available to help, and we prefer not to see people broken down on the side of the highway during their vacations. So that's why it's important to get your car checked before you leave and make sure it's going to get you to your destination.
Outstanding. Sean, are we missing anything before we wrap things up this morning?
I think we've covered all the main things.
Outstanding. Well, Sean, thanks for joining us, and thanks for, I guess, joining us on your first day back in the office.
Welcome back, Sean.
My pleasure.
Spending some time with us.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Have a good day. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Sean Stewart, AAA Cans, is always willing to join us, kind of give us an update. Yeah, traveling, and your summer vacation, you got the family, you're in the car, you're in your SUV, you're in your minivan, rolling down the road. Travel is stressful enough with a family without breaking down with that family, right?
Without popping a tire or seeing that telltale smoke coming out of the engine. Do what you can to avoid that.
Yeah, that makes things no fun at all.
No bueno.
No doubt about that. So I want to make sure people are safe out there.
Absolutely.
When they travel. So again, thanks to Sean Stewart of AAA Kansas for joining us here, KVOE Live. And a local. Thank you, Chuck.
Thanks, boss. Enjoy. We'll talk to you soon.
Chuck Samples from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom, 852, sunshine, 80 degrees. Good morning.
Looking to get painting done but don't know who to call? Well, just call the folks at Justice Painting.